The peaks of the Zagros mountain range are still dusted with snow. Long, twisting roads draw lines over the valleys and slopes here in western Iran. They are ancient paths, trodden by feet and hooves for thousands of years in the ever-repeating movement of migration. These days, cars and rented trucks, rather than horses, bring the remaining Iranian nomads and their flocks to their summer pastures high up in the Iranian highlands, near the city of Shelgard. Instead of making day-long hikes for news to the long-abandoned nomadic communication center, local Bakatiri tribe members carry cell phones and complain about bad reception. Iran's nomads have been making the same migration for millennia. In spring, they head for the cooler pastures of the Zagros, where grass for their flocks of sheep and goats was abundant. At the end of autumn, they would return to Iran's oil-rich Kurdistan province, where their animals are strong and well-fed to make it through the winter. Iran's more than 1 million nomads have long resisted modernity through the isolation that comes with their lifestyle. Deep traditions and patriarchy also have kept change out. But the combination of persistent drought, dust storms that turn the skies orange, widespread urbanization, mobile internet, and the spread of higher education has made their numbers dwindle. The elderly couples are setting up their tents on the flanks of the Zagros and admit that they might be the final chapter in the history of one of the largest remaining nomadic communities on Earth.